This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Trump reiterating he does support our intelligence community, but how are they feeling tonight? Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, also the former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, joins us now. General, always good to have you.
It's good to be with you.
Okay, so the president says today, I accept their findings. I fully support them. How do they feel tonight?
Well, I think those that are never Trumpers, those that have an issue with the president in general are going to play this up. But I think generally speaking, this did not have a great impact on the intelligence community. I think Dan Coats came up very quickly as the DNI and made a statement reiterating his support for the intelligence that's been presented to the president. And I think the president tried very hard to walk it back today and to reassure the intelligence community that that he does take their information seriously. So I don't think that this is there's a lot of damage done here.
Okay. Well, interesting tweet by Guy Benson, one of our contributors here. He's a guest often. He says this, the president routinely undermines the vital work of our intel community, whose officers labor to identify and eliminate threats. Yet former IC chiefs undermine their colleagues and fuel, quote, deep state stereotypes with unhinged pronouncements about, quote, treason and unseemly Holocaust comparisons. When it goes beyond that, they're talking about Kristallnacht and talking about impeachment and all kinds of other things. What do you make of those who've been part of the community, but the people that the president feels like have always had it out for him?
The president's words, whether you accept his apology and his explanation today, do not comport with his actions and his foreign policy towards Russia. He's been the toughest president on Russia, certainly that I can remember in my years. So, all of this outrage, where was that outrage when Barack Obama leaned over to Medvedev and said, tell Putin I'll have more flexibility after my reelection? And Medvedev says, I will relay that to Vladimir. Mm-hmm. Where was the outrage? Was that not, I mean, if you want to call something seditious, I mean, is that not seditious? Under the definition that's being used now, I won't even say treasonous, as John Brennan said today, but I think that this outrage is purely political. Those on the right that came out against the president, I think the majority of them were doing that for political reasons as well. But what the president said was not right. It did undermine our intelligence community, and it was a serious mistake on his part. He has now tried to walk it back, and I think it's time that we look at the big picture. He is a strategic thinker, and he's also thinking in terms of Russia's impact on the North Korean situation.
Well, and let's talk about a number of the things that there seems to be a disconnect that a lot of folks in the media don't talk about: the arms sales of lethal use to Ukraine, the enormous amount of sanctions that we're at now, but between the Congress and president working together on those things, all kinds of other actions that have been taken with regard to expelling diplomats and those kinds of things. There seems to be a disconnect because even though the administration has taken a lot of tough stands, the president has verbally been kinder to Putin than a lot of people would want to admit or want to accept. But there seems to be a disconnect between the actions he's taken and the way the media covers Russian policy.
And there's nothing new there. I mean, really, there's nothing new there. How about the Russians that he targeted and killed in Syria? What about that? What about the fact that just last month, I think it was the 6th of June, he issued more sanctions towards Russia?
So, former General Jerry Boykin, I should say former Delta Force commander, with his insight. He's exactly right. I mean, we've got to come alongside and being unified. I mean, what kind of damage is being done by, you know, the loose lips of John Brennan and others that want to politicize what's going on when there's so much that's intertwined in all this, and yet words like treasonous and you know, just a you know, misdemeanors and high crimes. Are you kidding me?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. An archive of past interviews that you can download absolutely free, because we're givers. We pass it on to you. Enjoy and share with your friends, and make sure you spread the good word about this very independent and fresh radio show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So what are your thoughts? The president walked back, said there was a little phrase here. I didn't mean to say would. It wouldn't. It was, you know, so the N apostrophe T added some clarity. Clarity that Newt Gingrich said was absolutely important for the president to, you know, to do. And, you know, he let everybody know. Of course, the complaint is, well, he didn't do it fast enough. Well, he's not a plane. You know, he's traveling, all this other things that he's doing. And I think he had to go through the process to, you know, as he said, when he got back, he's wondering, okay, well, what's the big uproar? What is it all about? And he did his due diligence, got a transcript of what was said, and realized that he needed to clarify something. Jerome Corsi joins us right now. He's the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. He also serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, so what did you make of the president's walk back? You know, here he is. He's flying. You know, it's a long flight. Comes home, and I'm sure he's getting, you know, information while he's on the plane. As he says, he does receive, you know, the news shows and that while he's on the plane, and realizing that he ignited quite the firestorm.
Well, it's another big brouhaha over the fact that the Democrats are just, and the deep state are just terrified that Donald Trump got some good information from Putin, which I think is going to begin breaking this week. I mean, these intelligence agencies that Donald Trump is supposed to bow down to did nothing to stop Russia from interfering in our elections going back to 2015. Where was Barack Obama? He's evidently asleep on the switch and gets a pass. So this is kind of like the Billy Bush. This is going to pass over, and the Democrats are now just making fools of themselves, talking about impeaching Donald Trump, which is a ridiculous assumption. It could never happen. And what's you see with Brennan, and the information that I've been writing about it for years, Brennan was a communist in 1953.
Exactly.
Voting for Gus Hall. I mean, this guy's been a communist his entire career, and for all I know, he converted to Islam and, you know, speaks Farsi. I mean, we're supposed to, you know, this is the great CIA and, you know, NSA. All they could do is spy on Donald Trump. That's what they're afraid is going to come out. And it's going to come out, I assure you.
Well, the thing Yes, I think it's a matter of time. I mean, because we see bonfires here and there, and you're wondering, okay, I mean, obviously this is just one huge cover-up after another, and the Democrats and the mainstream media's heads are blown off in trying to maintain this. But, you know, I think it's rather odd. You've got Donna Brazile's new book coming up, and she basically exposes the DNC, saying, yeah, they were lax, they knew they got hacked, and they were told to stand down and just let things ride. I mean, this is her new book that's going to be released here from Donna Brazile. So what does that tell you?
Donna Brazile has already made it clear that Susan Rice, after the Democrats found out that their computers had been breached. And by the way, John Podesta's password was password.
Password, yes, exactly.
And so, you know, they're probably the intelligence agencies that were intruding into the Democrats' convention, or their computers were probably so many they were tripping over each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The point is that Donna Rice said, don't do anything about it. They were advised to change the computer system and to get more security, but they didn't want to go through the change because they were in the middle of the primaries, and they were trying to make sure they defeated, you know, stole the primaries from Bernie Sanders, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't care that their computers were breached. They, you know, everything had already been stolen. And you know, I'm sure what Lisa Page evidently told the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, the day before, was that it was the Chinese who were in there hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure the Chinese were hacking. I'm sure the Russians were hacking. Probably a dozen other intelligence agencies, because the Democrats did nothing on computer security. If you've got your chief guy with his password, and the WikiLeaks email release made it clear that Podesta's secretary had his password that she was passing around, mm-hmm. I mean, that's an invitation to be hacked.
Exactly. Well, and Donald Trump knows this. I mean, he's got the inside information, and of course, you know, there's only so much that he can say, but yet he's aware of that, and so he understands Chinese. I mean, for all we know, you know, like Hillary Clinton said, it could just be a couple of guys out for a walk in the park and decided to go hack the DNC just for fun. We know that this has happened time and again with the college students in a dorm, bored, nothing to do, and they start hacking away just as see what kind of amusement they can do for themselves. I mean, look, there's a lot of bad players here, and for all the time that we're spending and pointing fingers on President Trump, how much further along in the investigation of this, you know, can we come across? Because it's almost like, Jerome, what's suspect to me is the intelligence community is very slow in really, you know, coming across with something that I believe is credible and also says this is what we're going to do to protect the 2018 elections. It's as if they're just allowing this free-form conversation and, you know, kind of reality TV to play out for some kind of, I don't know, ratings, attention, whatever. I don't know.
Well, the intelligence agencies are right now pretty busy covering up the fact that they conducted a coup d'etat,
yes,
against the sitting president, and this involved Brennan, it involved Clapper, it involved Comey, it involved almost the entire hierarchy of the FBI and the Department of Justice, and that's being known now. I mean, even Putin made this reference to loose change. Go look at it. Loose Change was the name of a film that exposed the 9/11 fraud. So Putin's got information on all this that he wants to share, and he certainly dropped, you know, a big boom when he let it be known that this guy Brower brought back $1.5 billion out of Russia, not paying taxes to the United States. A Russian gave $400 million of it to Hillary. I'll be all over that today.
Yes.
And, you know, these are things that what Putin and Trump let be known, and why the mainstream media and the intelligence agencies have so freaked out, is that now Putin and Trump are going to work together to expose the U.S. intelligence agencies and Barack Obama.
Mm.
What I wrote when I wrote Killing the Deep State was I predicted we're going to have a Donald Trump counterattack, that the next term will end up with military tribunals, and Hillary and Barack will be both facing treason charges. That'll be in the first part of Trump's second term.
So this is true treason, not the make-believe treason that John Brennan tried to speak of.
John Brennan is only saying that because he knows for a fact that that's ultimately the charges he's going to face.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got more from Jerome Corsi, author of Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Jerome after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I just need you on my darkest day. When I'm losing faith, no, it ain't
13 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues, author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Jerome, I understand you've got a new website. You started to stream. I know last night your first streaming event?
No, I've been doing that now for a couple of months.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
If you take a look, the website is CorsiNation.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
CorsiNation.com. And I've been doing YouTube streaming. It's also on Corsi Nation, on Gab, and Patreon. If you just look on my name, Jerome Corsi, you'll find all this.
Mm-hmm.
And the live streaming really, I think, has been analyzing the fact that there was a coup d'etat against Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's now in the process of exposing that coup d'etat. And just last night I was streaming about how Putin will help. Also, you should follow my tweets on Jerome_Corsi at Twitter, because I've been posting. Even last night I was up at the 1 or 2 in the morning posting all the things that we're developing about Brennan and his communist past, and the fact that Putin and Trump appear to have been sharing information about the deep state, which they did expose at the press conference, which I think would be the real evidence that Brennan is afraid is going to come out, namely that under Obama there was massive collusion with Hillary Clinton and Russia, including selling U.S. military technology to Russia in the reset. This Podesta got $35 million, including from the group that Putin at the press conference, this Brower mentioned, put $400 million into Hillary. I mean, so there's, Putin knows the massive amounts of payoffs that went from Russian oligarchs and into the Clinton and Podesta coffers. And that's now what that press conference telegraphed. Mm-hmm. That's now all going to come out. I spent a whole chapter in Killing the Deep State revealing this, which the mainstream media doesn't want to cover.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you should bring this up, because my impression at the press conference was that Trump's heart and his whole psyche was weighing quite heavy, that there had to be a lot of things discussed in that 4 hours. It's probably why Senator Warner, came up, and even Chuck Schumer, saying there needed to be somebody else in the meeting. It can't just be these two people with interpreters. We that they didn't trust the president. And I think, to your point here, is they're trying to cover, to continue the cover-up and to do everything they can to confuse all this information that's passing in. I just had this sense that President Trump was told, something by Vladimir that caused him to question the trust that he has for his own team and his own intelligence community. Do you think that's valid, Jerome?
Trump has never trusted the intelligence community. He's always known that these were bad actors and they were trying to do electronic surveillance on him during the campaign. And through about October 2017, they were doing electronic surveillance in the White House, trying to get rid of Trump on charges that he was colluding with Russia. Putin wanted the one-on-one meeting so he could make sure that Trump understood that there was a coup d'etat against him and that Putin has evidence that he's happy to release. That will make it very, very clear that the traitors are Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper. Let's go down the list, including Comey, including Strozik, including Page, the whole raft of them. And Rosenstein is now being put on notice that he's part of the cover-up. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan asked the Inspector General of the Department of Justice to investigate Rod Rosenstein for whether he intimidated staff of the House Intelligence Committee, saying he would investigate them if they kept asking questions. That's on the public record. They made contemporaneous notes, the staff did.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, Inspector General Horowitz has under investigation Rod Rosenstein, who should resign because he's now considered potentially to have committed a criminal act.
Exactly. Well, Lisa Page reportedly said in her testimony, when asked about the text, she says the text meant what they said.
Of course they did.
Right.
And, you know, Peter Stroke, you know, or Strozek, however this guy calls his name. And by the way,
I think it's Stroke, but it drives me nuts because, you know, it's like, it's even like Rosenstein. Is it Rosenstein, Rosenstein? And there's really no clear connection on it. But
I think it's Strozek with a Z.
Yes.
I think it's Mueller because, you know, Heinrich Mueller,
right.
German name.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
yes.
U with an umlaut. It's EU.
Right.
He spells it EU.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys want to change their names so they sound more American. But the point is, Strozek was an operative for the CIA and Brennan in Iran going back to 79 when Jimmy Carter supported the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah.
You know, and so all these guys have pasts in this intelligence agency working against the interests of the United States. And that's what they don't want to expose. They're traitors. Our intelligence groups have been systematically violating the laws by collecting massive intelligence on the American people. And they are doing so because they want to create this new world order totalitarian state. We've had every report. Look at Binney. Look at Dennis Montgomery. Look at what we've learned from Julian Assange.
Right.
We learned from Edward Snowden, who have exposed the fact that we have a criminal, traitorous intelligence agency that is desperate for more power. Barack Obama was happy to, you know, to do everything he could to damage the United States. And what we have right now is Donald Trump is scaring them because he's going to expose it. And with Putin's help, this whole traitorous structure is going to come down.
Well, there's got to be some breakthrough because, as we said before, Dr. Corsi, there's lots of smoke surrounding this whole deal and the coup d'etat, the breakdown in information. I mean, here you've got a president doing all kinds of positive things on behalf of we the people. His first 500-plus days, absolutely extraordinary, and he's doing this, you know, with maybe one hand tied behind his back or at least tied to his leg here as he's fighting off this deep state. And, you know, he's overseas. Dealing with NATO, dealing with Theresa May and the Brexit issue, and now Putin, and they want to do everything they can to bring him down because, and even the way they're represented and reported on NATO, this was a huge success, not only for the president, but for NATO themselves. I mean, the Council General himself had nothing but praise for President Trump. I mean, look at all the money that he's raised in the last, what, year and a half that he's been there?
Well, the title of my book is Killing the Deep State.
Mm-hmm.
And what Donald Trump is about is killing the deep, not just exposing it, killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they know. And as if you read the book, as I pointed out, and I showed exactly how Donald Trump is going to do it, fighting this propaganda attack, is that the first phase is about over. In other words, the attempt to remove Donald Trump from office has failed.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see Brennan as a corrupt prosecutor. We know the corruption that was in the Department of Justice is now obvious to the American people. So the second phase starts, and it's going to go all through the rest of Donald Trump's campaign,
mm-hmm.
his first term. I mean, this is the counterattack. This is going to take time. It doesn't, even though I can see it happening, it's not going to happen today, but the steps are being taken. You know, Rosenstein is now under criminal investigation. That was, and in the second term of Donald Trump, we will have military tribunals, and there will be treason trials that involve Hillary and Obama.
Well, America has been waiting on, you know, some justice here for a long time, Jerome. And this will be, I know it'll be a hard time for this country to deal with this because of all the fake news and what the mainstream media has set up here. But as you say, the first part has been in exposing, and here we are. And, you know, the truth is hard to deny in all this, and we're so grateful for all your hard work and investigative reporting. He's the best-selling author of Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump, Jerome Corsi, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jerome. Appreciate it.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars, all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 young boys and their 25-year-old soccer coach who were rescued from a cave in Thailand where they were stuck for over 2 weeks have just been released from a hospital.
I feel very happy.
A relative of one of the boys speaking to reporters as the boys prepare to hold a news conference after doctors say they're all in very good shape, both physically and mentally, despite their two-week-plus ordeal.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies. Always have.
And amid a controversy concerning what he said during a news briefing after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin Monday, President Trump said yesterday that he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election, saying he meant to say there's no reason why it wouldn't be Russia. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. You're my defender.
Yes, turn it up. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. One real quick reminder on Jerome Corsi. New website that he has is CorsiNation.com. CorsiNation.com. We'll have a link for you on our website as well. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be back with you, Bill.
Always great to be here. Real quick, I want to talk about the IRS rule change. What did you make, just a real quick summary, of the president's European trip? I thought there were so many positive takeaways from there. It ended with, some confusion and things that the president had to walk back a little bit regarding the intelligence. But I think there's more to that than we can really talk. But I thought overall it was quite a successful trip. Well, what's your read on what happened?
I agree with you. Overall, it was a successful trip. And he was keeping another campaign promise. That is, he's putting America first. He did that with NATO. He is making it clear that he's looking out for the best interests of our country and the American taxpayers. But it's not like he's walking away from NATO. He's just saying we need to make sure we've got a better deal for Americans and that other countries are pulling their fair share. And that makes sense.
Well, to me, that all but fortifies. I mean, the additional money, I mean, he put them all on the line, and some of the nation saying, we'll take care of that in 20. He goes, no, right now, 2%. And so he got some agreement on that. The Secretary General of NATO was very pleased and had nothing but good words to say to Trump. And also, my sense was the rest of the leaders were glad that Trump called out Angela Merkel on the Russian deal. I mean, that, you know, kind of backdoors and compromises the strength of NATO, does it not?
It does. And so it's good that he did call her out.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's talk about this new IRS rule change. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, your audience is aware, because we've talked about it before, that the IRS targeted groups with Tea Party and Patriots in their name. Mm-hmm. What they were doing is they were targeting nonprofit organizations, and Tea Party Patriots is a nonprofit, a 501c4. Mm-hmm. There are also 501c3s. You would think of the Red Cross or your local Salvation Army, maybe, or your church as a 501c3. That's a tax-deductible organization. 501c organizations have to disclose their donors to the IRS, but the if they donate over a certain amount, mm-hmm. but the IRS is not allowed to make that public. What the new rule change says is that the 501c organizations, the 501c4 organizations, if you're still working with tax deductible organizations like a 501c3, it would be slightly different. Mm-hmm. But for the ones where it's not tax deductible, they no longer have to turn in that Schedule B, the list of donors. Now, that's a good thing, and it's a win for the Tea Party groups around this country, and it's actually a win for the First Amendment. What we learned during the targeting is that, one, the IRS released the information of at least one 501c4 organization, and the donors to that wound up being publicly, or maybe not publicly, but they were targeted individually by other organizations who did not agree with them. The other thing that happened is that Tea Party donors were 10 times more likely to be audited by the IRS.
Right.
And we can't help but wonder, was the IRS actually individually targeting people? We may never know the answer to that, but this is a way to help restore that foundation of trust, so that people don't have to worry that they may be audited because they donated to a certain political, or not political, but nonprofit organization that does advocacy.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you and I have discussed, as you said many times, Lois Lerner and the IRS, and of course that continued under John Koskinen, manipulation and targeting of conservative groups. And that's what I'm looking to kind of gain some clarity on, Jenny Beth, is how much has changed since then? You know, from this blatant attack, the slow walking of tax exemption of conservative groups that had Tea Party names or had any conservatism linked to it, all these were slow walked. And I still maintain there needs to be a study on this as to how many voting cycles were affected. And it galls me that you have the left that, you know, wants to protect the vote of everybody, but yet they themselves, this was under Barack Obama's regime, did this. And they had to affect at least 6 voting cycles that I'm aware of, by compromising the ability of these conservative groups to be able to stay activated, during these voting cycles.
I think that the slow walking has stopped, not because there have been very specific rule changes or very harsh punishment. I just think that because of the public scrutiny, it finally has backed up. And that could also be because we have a new administration, and it's clear that it's not the very, very liberal Democrats running the show. There was no punishment for people who were involved in this.
That's what I was going to ask. Was there any justice on this?
No, I don't think so. Now, the IRS did, under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, come to an agreement with a class action lawsuit to settle and pay groups who were affected. We were part of that class. We did not file the suit. But the amount of money that the IRS paid is probably less than what Tea Party Patriots lost because of the targeting. Right. So it's symbolic, and we appreciate the symbolism at us as a national group. The smaller groups, it probably does bring it does make up more for what happened. But the fact is, it's not just financial. It's what you said. It affected the election cycles because people quit speaking out. They were afraid to speak out because they were afraid they would be punished or targeted, or their businesses would, through audits from the IRS. We've heard just in recent weeks that Henry Koerner, who worked for John McCain, said to the IRS he wanted them to audit groups like mine to financially ruin them. And I can tell you that we had real financial harm from what the IRS did. And our, more important than the financial harm, our First Amendment suffered because people were afraid. They were afraid of the government just to speak out and voice their opinion. And the good thing about this rule change is that it does provide some protection for those people who want to speak out or be a part of a group that speaks out, and maybe they don't want their name out there publicly. Now they are able to do that with much more confidence.
Well, you're talking about somebody associated with John McCain. I mean, we hear John McCain's name, and of course, everybody is tentative, you know, to address John McCain because of the situation that he's in right now. And I respect and understand that. But there's too many things that just keep cycling back, you know, to this senator that is problematic. As much as you want to consider him to be a hero and what he's contributed, there's shenanigans that keep coming up, and it's problematic. And I feel I'm very uncomfortable about it.
Well, here's the thing that I think about Senator McCain. You can do heroic things in your life, and you can also suffer, and when those kind of things happen, like when you do heroic acts, they should be honored. And when you're suffering and your family is suffering, there needs to be respect. And you also are capable of having done things that people want to hold you accountable for.
Right.
And I think that so you can have all of that in a lifetime, and that's our life's so rich. You can have so many things, but there are things that happened while he has been senator specifically that,
right,
that people want to hold him accountable for.
Exactly. About 10 seconds left, Jenny Beth, real quick. I know you've got an upcoming documentary. There's so much more for people to find out about Tea Party Patriots. Where can they go?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org, and click through to this week.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Live. Back with the Americas. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and that means it's time for James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Better than the media that has gone bonkers over the Helsinki meeting with Putin, huh? You got to love these guys.
Yes, I mean, I don't understand, actually, the reaction. I mean, I certainly understand Anderson Cooper calls it the most disgraceful performance of a president ever. Of course, you know, because he always uses superlatives.
Right.
He's on CNN, and CNN is invested in this. But people have come out. Neil Cavuto of Fox News is upset, says it's disgusting. Of course, he's a semi-never-Trumper. And then former Congressman Joe Walsh is just apoplectic about it, presumably a conservative guy. And, of course, all the National Review people are just, you know, I don't know what they expect.
That's what I was going to ask you. What did they expect? Like he was going to come out and he's going to rub his forehead and he was going to, you know, look like Gorbachev on... You know, on the dais or something like that. So, well, I was fine until Trump noogied me into submission like that was going to happen?
Well, I think what they're looking for is for Donald Trump to go, you know, especially these people on CNN and MSNBC, that Donald Trump would stand on the stage with Vladimir Putin and say, yes, my presidency is illegitimate. I didn't win on my own. I have to thank Vladimir Putin, and I want to
my Russian campaign minister, manager, and announce him for 2020. He did such a good job for me in 2016. I'm bringing him back for 2020. What do you think about that?
But then, you know, and then we have all these things. They're taken as fact. The media's been reporting it now, you know, for almost 2 years.
Mm.
And so what? One thing is, because of the fact that Mueller had his prosecution theater where Rod Rosenstein, on the eve of this summit, announced this absolutely meaningless set of indictments, indicting Russian intelligence officers who will never see a courtroom in the United States.
Right.
Not stating any semblance of evidence, talking about spear phishing and claiming that spear phishing and hacking are the same thing, which is another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is this hack, so-called hack of the DNC, where the DNC hid their server and wouldn't give it to the FBI, there is not a single shred of evidence to support the media meme that somehow the Russians were the ones who did it. As a matter of fact, all sophisticated hackers know that you can use software to attribute a hack to anywhere in the world. I mean, I can go and log on to any website I want to and make it look like it's coming from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who researches it can do that.
Right.
So somehow this set of indictments is somehow proof. We've never seen any evidence. In addition, of course, Mueller left out what the story that's been reported is that whoever was hacking also went after the Republicans. They happened to have better security, so they weren't successful. Mm-hmm. But that was left completely out of the
indictment. Because the Republicans were smart enough to use something other than password for their password.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And the Republicans didn't have private email servers that hackers all over the world could get the email addresses of everyone in government from, like Hillary Clinton did. So, you know, when we're talking about phishing or these fake emails, everybody's seen them. Mm-hmm. They try to get people to click on an attachment or click on a link. And, of course, I'm sure everyone on Hillary Clinton's email list received tons of those phishing expeditions. That's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G,
right,
which is an attempt to gain access because of the fact that Hillary left her email unprotected by using a private server in violation of the law and violation of policy. So it's astounding.
President Obama was complicit in this because even though he thought he'd be smart and use an alias, it's still President O, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, he definitely sent and received classified emails, and that was part of the reason there was a cover-up of Hillary to protect Obama.
Well, this thing, again, the web that is so woven and so intricate, and of course it came out even more so in the Strzok hearing, what a mess that was, James. I mean, you know, it's just one car crash after another, and the Democrats, you know, they thought, well, we're going to use this as an infomercial. The only thing I was waiting for them was to, you know, sell Ginsu knives, you know. Oh, but there's more, you know. Here's some Ginsu knives for you to buy. Going, well, what does that have to do with getting to the bottom of this and asking appropriate questions? No, I guess maybe this is just your 5-minute, pre-campaign speech, I guess.
Well, every single time that a Republican member of the committee asks a question that might get a substantive answer, the Democrats, using Saul Alinsky techniques, disrupted, screamed out point of order. They made a motion to adjourn. They did all this stuff. And that was an attempt to distract. And the other thing, of course, that distracted was Strzok himself,
mm-hmm.
who looks like he's auditioning for a sequel of The Exorcist, making all these bizarre faces and moving his body like, you know, some sort of weird choreography. And so the social media got really wrapped up in that and kind of lost were incredible bombshell revelations that took place. The two biggest, one of which was when Louis Gohmert was questioning, and it came right after this massive outburst where the Democrats screamed out because Louis Gohmert was getting tired of the smirk that was always on Strzok's face. And he said, "Do you wear that same expression? Were you wearing that same expression when you lied to your wife about having an affair?" Because, of course, he had this affair with FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who's also been under question. But right after that, it came out that 30,000, we see this number all the time, 30,000 emails of Hillary Clinton's went out to a secret email address that you couldn't see. And it was a hostile foreign entity, and that entity was specifically not Russia. So that's something we never knew. So that means that Hillary Clinton's server had been hacked, by a hostile source, and that in fact her emails had gone out, and this was given to Strzok. This information was given to Strzok,
yeah.
And he took zero action. Nothing. That's a very important security breach, and national security of the United States at stake. Strzok's the second in command in counterintelligence and the FBI, and doesn't do anything. That's a cover up, and there is no other reasonable explanation other than bias.
Well, you know, the thing that kept ringing in my ears is, you know, number one, the guy's lying, and number two, this is the most incompetent agency on the face of the planet. I mean, this really speaks to the, you know, the credibility of the highest law enforcement agency in the land, and this is the way they operate. I mean, you cannot excuse this. I mean, you can say, oh yes, this was blatantly corrupt, but beyond that, it's like, this is disgusting. I mean, you know, we're paying for this.
And I have friends who've been former FBI agents. I have friends that are working currently in the FBI, and they're just wringing their hands, hanging their head. They would love nothing better than to see a complete change in the management of the FBI. But, you know, this other thing was the fundamental question that we keep hearing about is, what was the basis to launch a counterintelligence investigation on the Trump campaign, including surveillance and FISA warrants? What was the official intelligence that started it?
Mm-hmm.
And under questioning from Jim Jordan, Strzok admitted that documents were given to the FBI by Bruce Orr.
Yes.
Now, Bruce Orr was the fourth ranking official at the Department of Justice. His wife, Nellie Orr, worked for, get it?
Yes.
Fusion GPS.
Fusion GPS, right.
She was working on the Oppo research paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, and what these documents were are affectionately known as the dossier, the unverified, salacious, flawed, fraudulent dossier. In other words, the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for documents slipped into the FBI through this marriage, these two spouses, one working for Fusion GPS, one for the Department of Justice, started the whole thing. It was not started on official intelligence. It therefore was started, in essence, politically.
James,
means the whole house of cards falls.
Exactly. One final question here, because we got to wrap up. We're down to seconds here. Is, I thought it was quite interesting. Strzok wanted to make sure that they understood that it wasn't given to him directly. It was given to the FBI, but it didn't touch his hands directly. I thought that was interesting and quite telling, and maybe something that will be revealed further on down the road as the curtain is getting pulled back on this, you know, one panel at a time. James, as always, appreciate the insight. The conversation will continue with the legal analyst and law professor, James Herson, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no